Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of this program, we'd love to have you. There are two areas I just want to call your attention to. The White House desperately wants to get off the topic of Joe Biden top secret classified information now found at five separate locations. Probably they did backflips yesterday that Mike Pence, watching the news, voluntarily just started searching all of his different places, found a couple of documents. I'd be shocked if there was any more with from him, because he would do a thorough search and then did the right thing, followed the law, et cetera, et cetera. They're just dying. And one way they're trying to distract you, we, the American people, is on the issue of the debt ceiling. And what they're saying, now it's interesting, if you go back in time and you look at Joe Biden and his history and the things that he said, he praised the debt ceiling talks as vice president, said it was a great honor to negotiate with the GOP. You know, that's past Joe Biden. We'll play this tonight for you. How can you explain this? How can you explain the fact that grown men and women are unwilling to budge by taking an absolute position, my way or no way? That's not governing. Well, Joe Biden's the one that is now saying that he won't negotiate on the debt ceiling because he's making a calculated guess that the Republicans will not unite 222, or we have one injured Republican, 221, that they're not going to be united on their strategy for the debt ceiling. I personally would like to tie it to the reckless spending, and I don't know if that's like the Spending Reduction Act and sequestration. I don't, whatever form it comes down in, I want to see some restraints on government. But back in 2011, Biden repeatedly acknowledged the importance of negotiating a debt limit increase, realizing, quote, it's in everyone's interest to politically cooperate. These are all comments of Joe Biden. You know, he said during the debt limit negotiations in 2011, he was the lead negotiator. You know, and now it's my way or the highway. Biden expressed how pleased and thankful he was to be negotiating with the new Republican majority at the time, said it was important to understand where the other guy's coming from. A few months later, Biden admitted it was a mistake to make certain compromises and what he called the normal process. So what changed with Joe? Why all of a sudden it goes from being a great honor? No, we can't. No negotiations. Now, you're going to hear. Now, the reason they want to talk about this now, this is not anything that is urgent. It is January. By every estimate, when the Treasury Department, et cetera, when they exhaust every possible outcome, then you're going to be hearing a lot of Oh, we can't default as a country. The full faith and credit of the United States is on the line. They'll probably push this to the limit. I'm fine with that, too. But Republicans have got to stand strong. Republicans have got to be united. This is what a small majority means for them. If they stay united, now, Democrats are counting on them not uniting. There's a great piece by Betsy McCoy today about Americans need a debt limit fight. We need a debt limit fight. And she points out, you know, most people don't stay up at night. Oh, the debt limit. Oh, gosh, what are you going to have to worry about the debt limit? In a lot of ways, you should be worried about it. You know, if you look at, you know, what it means to the country, you know, when you have debt this high, what happens? We're seeing it happening. You know, it pushes the economy into decline. Inflation is soaring. Jobs become scarcer. We're beginning to see that. The housing market is crashing. You know, if we just look at the debt, America's headed off the cliff. She's absolutely right. National debt is now the highest since World War II and forecast to break that record soon. In 2022, last year alone, it hit 98% of our gross domestic product. Now, by the way, and Betsy McCoy, she's a great researcher. She points out that United States is in the company of countries and nations like Mozambique, Angola, Portugal, Greece. Do we really want our kids? Do we really want to rob them blind by spending ourselves into oblivion? You know, over the last 50 years, the GDP, the debt to GDP ratio has averaged 46%. We're at now over double that. And Joe Biden just keeps adding to it. You know, Biden saying, you know, it's insanity on his part, calling Republicans physically demented. From Joe Biden? Really? Okay. Points out the New York Times, Paul Krugman calling the House Republicans quid pro quo economic terrorism. No, it's actually their job. Their job is one of the responsibilities of Congress. They have the power of the purse. They have the power to subpoena. They have the power of the purse. We know what the subpoenas are going out. We know where the investigations are going to happen. We've talked at length about those. However, you know, if you look at what our nation is now facing with the debt crisis and the amount of tax revenues that will be consumed simply paying off interest, the CBO is predicting that over the next 10 years, interest costs will triple. So in a decade, interest outlays will exceed defense spending. That's insanity. That's suicide of a nation. This brings us, you know, America will become a third world nation. It will destroy our economy. You know, the government borrows more money. You know, how do they possibly bring up a debt like this and not, and we don't pay a price? It's simple math. She referred to, Betsy McCoy did in her column about Harvard's Carmen Reinhart and Kenneth Rogoff analyzing 44 countries in a landmark analysis for the American Economic Review, finding that when a nation's debt exceeds 90% of GDP, a benchmark that we have now already passed, the economy falters. 36 other studies, she points out, confirm excessive government borrowing sabotages economic growth, in spite of what they're telling you. You know, in December, as a last hurrah, you know, what do we get from these idiot Republicans that went along with this insane omnibus with 7,200 earmarks? No, the debt ceiling matters. However, for the Democrats right now, it's just the perfect distraction because they don't want to point out that the same guy that was all gung-ho, his own executive branch, his Department of Justice, that's in the executive branch, his FBI, same under the same umbrella, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland bragging about raiding Mar-a-Lago and how they made the call. What is that? Why didn't Joe's home get raided? Who's next? Now, by the way, and there's another distraction. Why is it all of a sudden? Now, I have been making the case, and I said it at the time, that if the United States is going to help Ukraine after they were invaded, a sovereign country was invaded, I said the bulk of help needs to come from Western Europe. I said not one single American boot on the ground. I said if they're going to help, they've got all of these countries need to fight to win the war. It was Boris Johnson who finally this weekend, the only politician anywhere, well, he's not working now as a politician, but who said, we're not fighting to win this war. I've been telling you that for months. We are throwing billions and billions of dollars down the drain. And Zelensky now just had to fire a number of top officials because they were stealing the money that was being sent to Ukraine. Now we have the Biden administration, you know, rather than unleashing America's energy superiority, which would be the biggest help to Western Europe we could ever give them. Well, now he wants to up the ante and send battle tanks to Ukraine. Well, they don't fight wars to win wars anymore. So I'm out. Why are we paying more money than Western European countries and NATO countries? Just like, why do we fund the bulk of the UN, $7 billion? Why are we paying for the WEF, you know, a globalist organization that doesn't want us to eat meat, but every member flying in on their private jet lecturing us? We don't need your lectures and we don't need to fund you. Why do we pay the bulk of money? Why did Joe Biden get back in the Paris Climate Accords that doesn't recognize, that doesn't obligate China and India at the same financial level as the U.S. because they categorize them as developing nations? How stupid are we? $7 billion to the U.N.? Why? Who needs it? They're anti-American. They've historically been rabidly anti-Semitic. At what point do we say, stop stealing from the American taxpayer? You know, I'm looking at this, you know, instead of bankrupting Vladimir Putin. Now, look, I've said from the beginning, the ideal situation is that the people around Putin take Putin out. That would be the ideal scenario. Putin apparently is so paranoid and is, you know, hidden bunker somewhere. You know, he's put anti-missile defense systems up, you know, because he's so paranoid that he's going to get killed. People around him have been discovered missing or dropping like flies or, you know, never to be seen or heard from again. He's targeting civilians. I mean, we see what's going on here. And then we find out Ukraine is wasting money that is given them. Then we find out that our Western European and NATO allies, you know, we're paying the bulk of money for all of this. And they're not fighting a war to win a war. Well, why would we get in another quagmire? What, do we want another 20 years in Europe now? No, thank you. No, thank you. Because Europe can't decide that they want to defeat Putin or they're intimidated by Putin. Europe, the same Europe that was stupid enough to give in to their own climate alarmist cult and become fully, completely dependent, their economies fully, completely dependent on Vladimir Putin for all of their energy needs. And now America is so stupid, we're about to make the same mistake as they have made here. This is a form of insanity. You know, as socialism has failed around the world, now the White House is unveiling new tenant policies amid soaring rental costs called supply and demand. They want a renter's bill of rights while not binding. Why are they writing anything that's not binding? That doesn't make sense, does it? Then, of course, I told you about the other day, they want nationwide rent control. So we won't have free markets in the country anymore. Well, to each according to his need, from each according to his ability. Goldman Sachs predicting that the four specific U.S. cities will suffer a 2008 crash in home values. I don't even know if you really want me to tell you. I wouldn't want to know, but I'll tell you. San Jose, California, San Diego, California, Austin, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, likely to see noticeable increases before the drastic decreases of 25%. Similar decreases like we saw in the recession of 2008. You know, Biden claims he's stopping Republicans from wrecking the economy. I have no intention of letting Republicans wreck our economy. Why? Because they want fiscal responsibility and they want to stop this insanity of robbing from future generations and just keep raising the debt limit and keep spending more and more and more money. By the way, I told you gas prices now, yep, they just went up another 35 cents a gallon. Of course, the media mob won't tell you. They only tell you when the prices go down, which we told you would go down because Biden has raided the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and Biden and his administration have doubled down on their commitment to sell from our Strategic Petroleum Reserves, which is supposed to be for national emergencies, to China. Tell me how that makes sense. Anyway, a lot to get to today. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll check in with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly today. We have new numbers on the border that are even worse than what we ever thought.
on a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cool to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
As we roll along, 800-941-SHAWN, you want to be a part of the program. Has anyone but me noticed Kamala Harris remains eerily silent on the Biden top secret classified document scandal? I noticed Breitbart picked up on it. Vice President been really quiet about Joe's classified document scandal, causing some, at least some Republicans, to believe Harris could be angling, among others, to push Biden out of the way, maybe to have a shot at the Oval Office herself. Harris has delivered several public statement since the scandal was leaked on to the press January 9th. She's neither supported Biden nor condemned any wrongdoing. Her public comments literally have been somewhat puzzling, largely remaining on script, ranging from global warming, et cetera. She ignores a question about it. Listen to this.
Madam Vice President, do you have a moment to talk about classified documents? Did you ever take classified documents home as a senator?
Now, we get a lot of, you know, can you read into this? I have found the timing of this odd. It's just my gut. I have no reason behind it except that I've been doing this for so long that it just seems odd. And the depth of it seems even more odd. And the fact that, you know, we're also exposing here the double standard in our justice system, just as that investigation begins under Jim Jordan in the Judiciary Committee, is pretty amazing. Obama won't say if he's searching for classified documents. White House won't say if Biden is okay with the search of the University of Delaware, their document trove. National Archives has been silent as the disparity between its handling of Biden and Trump documents is fueling questions. And here's one question for you before we go to break. When Biden was a senator, he said he's one of the poorest members of Congress. Well, his fortunes have turned around a lot. 2016, Vice President, middle class Joe, he said his net worth was between $291,000 and $1 million in assets, income, outside the vice presidential salary. How is it Biden and his wife earned more than $11 million and raked in $4.6 million the following year? 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Ever think your home could be stolen? Well, it can. Now, it's actually got a name. It's called home title theft. And what's happening is criminals all around the world, they're targeting American homeowners. And let me tell you what this means. Your home's title, that is the document that proves you own your home. It's that simple. That document is easily found online. Now, these thieves will forge your signature on a legal document and claim you sold them your home when you did not. And they'll take out loans on your home. They will disappear. You may not find out until you get a late payment notice or a foreclosure notice. Many homeowners insurance policy, they don't cover this. Many common identity theft programs don't protect you. Now, that's why I have Home Title Lock. And if you go to their website, hometitlelock.com/Sean, you can verify your home's title is still safely in your name. And when you register your address, you do it for free, no obligation. You'll get a home title report for your files. It's $100 value. Right now, it's absolutely free. Just go to their website, hometitlelock.com/Sean. That's hometitlelock.com/Sean. Let me just go over a couple more issues with the documents. We've spent a lot of time on this, and I just think that some of the issues involved in this is really amazing. But anyway, it is interesting to look that Joe Biden referred to himself as one of the poorest members of Congress, and, well, his fortunes have changed dramatically. And, you know, you see that in 2016, the last year he was vice president, middle-class Joe reported his net worth of $291,000 to $1 million in assets and income outside his vice presidential salary of $230,700 a year. He claimed also between $780,000 and $1.6 million in liabilities, according to that personal financial disclosure form. In other words, he might have been underwater when he left the vice presidency. But his fortunes changed dramatically between 2017 and 2020, with the help, obviously, of Hunter and his brother, James. According to a congressional report, in the year after he left office, Biden and his wife earned more than $11 million, and they raked in $4.6 million the following year, according to Forbes. Now, I don't know if that includes half of Hunter's income. Remember, he whines on the laptop about half his salary going to Pops. I don't know if that includes the repairs that Hunter was complaining about that he had to pay for on Joe's homes. I don't know if that includes the 10% set aside for the big guy. Maybe that money's not in his name. I don't know. I have no idea. It's going to be very interesting. You got these tandem investigations. You got Jim Comer and the House Oversight Committee, and he's looking into the Biden family syndicate. And we know the big lie that Joe Biden never, ever spoke to Hunter or any family member about their foreign business dealings. And we have all the evidence to prove it to the contrary. Got articles in front of me. New photos show Joe Biden lied about knowledge of Hunter's business dealing. He maintained repeatedly, never discussed any kind of foreign business dealings. Well, Joe invited Hunter's foreign associates to breakfast meetings at his vice presidential residence and to his office in the White House, according to the Hunter Biden laptop. Then, of course, the trip on Air Force Two to places like China. Among more than 100 events scheduled in Hunter's diary at the VP residence at the Naval Observatory, there are meetings which appear to overlap Hunter's business interests. Breakfast with Dad, Naval Observatory. One such meeting recorded 8:30 a.m. November 19, 2015. Five photos date stamped on that date taken at 10:03 a.m. and 10:04 a.m. appear on the laptop. It shows Joe Biden posing with four of Hunter's business associates, including a Mexican billionaire, Carlos Slim, and some others. And there's more examples. We have, you know, we've chronicled at least, I think they said 14. Don't hold me to that number. And that's all going to be investigated. You know, we got big problems. And the money that Hunter's doing business with, the countries that he's doing business with, the money that he's making from these countries, these are not exactly our friends. Our number one geopolitical foe is China. Our number two geopolitical foe is Russia. And yet, you know, it's pretty unbelievable. That's why this whole story about this former FBI agent, Charles McGonigal, you know, being arrested for working with this Russian oligarch, we've mentioned his name before, Oleg Deripaska is his name. And turns out he was the one who's investigating, you know, Donald Trump, the Russian hoax that was phony. And meanwhile, this guy is being charged with the very thing that he was supposed to, quote, be investigating with Trump. By the way, both the Justice Department, National Archives are ignoring House Republicans and their request for classified documents. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer requested on January 10th records detailing the National Archives interactions with President Biden's lawyers and Justice Department, setting deadlines for January 24th. The deadline comes and goes. No response from the archives. Okay, now there's going to be an investigation into the archives and whether they've been politicized. We know the FBI's been politicized. You know, look at the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020. And then look at the Twitter site integrity chief at the time, a guy by the name of Roth, Mr. Roth. And he's testified in this case out of Missouri that, yeah, the FBI, they met weekly and they were warning them again and again about potential misinformation on their platforms in the lead up to the 2020 election from hostile foreign actors. And such information may even involve Hunter Biden. He testified to that fact. You know, Rand Paul said this because we had the same thing in 2020. We've gone over it many, many times. The dirty dossier. They were warned not to use it. We know they offered $1 million before they used it to Christopher Steele. He couldn't verify it. He couldn't collect his $1 million because it was unverifiable, but they used it anyway. They used it for an entire year. Even after they spoke to the source, they still were using it. They ended up hiring the source and then charging the source. You just can't make this up. Now, Comer also pointed out, this was on Breitbart, that Hunter apparently sold at least 5 paintings for $75,000. Remember, they wouldn't tell we, the American people, who the buyers were. Anonymous buyers. The price tag of Hunter's pieces are up to $500,000. Now, I don't know, portraits of a crack addict? I mean, we're not looking at Picasso here. Well, obviously, that would be much more. Why would anyone pay Hunter Biden portraits of a crack addict, top dollar, for artwork that is arguably worthless? You know, this is an insane amount of money. And they won't tell us, you know, who paid for this. Laptop emails show that Joe Biden's assistant shared classified information with Hunter. Now, this was in, where did I see this today? In the Daily Mail. They put out a report in terms of, they said if James Comer wants smoking gun proof that Joe Biden was sharing classified material with the national security risk, his son Hunter. Well, if you look at the report, that's the story I told you about. You know, for example, the email June 7th, 2015 to Hunter Biden, written by Kathy Chung, who was then Vice President Joe Biden's executive assistant per Hunter's recommendation. The email reveals Joe Biden's personal mobile number and 3 private email addresses, as well as the names of his Secret Service agents, and included the cell phone numbers for former President Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and almost every member of former President Barack Obama's cabinet. And the list goes on. And by the way, let's not forget some of Hunter's Chinese business partners were, according to Hunter himself, connected to Chinese intelligence. So do you think Hunter's Chinese, you know, spy business partners found it valuable to have access to the personal cell phone numbers of every top official in the Obama administration? Because according to the National Archives and Records Administration website, information regarding any White House telecommunications data would be classified. National Archives, Basic Laws and Authorities. This order prescribes a uniform system for classifying, safeguarding, declassifying national security information, including information related to defense against transnational terrorism. The Section 4.1, General Restrictions and Access, Section F, says consistent with the law, directives, and regulation, an agency head or senior agency official shall establish uniform procedures to ensure that automated information systems, including networks, telecommunication systems that collect, create, communicate, compute, disseminate, process, or store classified information, have controls that, 1, prevent access by unauthorized persons, and 2, ensure the integrity of the information. Now, unless the Obama administration authorized Hunter Biden to have access to the secret cell phone numbers of every top official in Washington, they have a major problem here. Let's see what Congressman Jim Comer comes up with, because that's going to be pretty interesting. White House Bidengate spokesman Ian Sam stonewalling. Apparently he was on with Joe and Mika, Liberal Joe, this morning. Poor Liberal Joe. What happened to Joe? I used to know Joe Scarborough. I actually liked him at the time. I don't know what's happened to him. Poor Joe. Anyway, if you just heard Congressman Schiff, it's kind of unusual to leave a skiff anything that is classified. See, this has happened a lot of times. Sandy burglar shoving it up and down his pants, shoving it in his socks, shoving it down his backside. But that's sloppy. That's what the excuse was back then. So we got to watch what's going on with the distractions that are happening. Later in the program, I will tell you this. So Hakeem Jeffries goes to McCarthy and he goes forward and appoints both Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to the House Intelligence Committee. Later, I'm going to play. It's like a 3-minute exchange. That's long for us to play, but I'll play it sometime in the next hour because, I mean, McCarthy just ripped it to shreds. There was nothing left for the media to ask, and they went in there wanting to have a fight on this issue with McCarthy. Oh, what about George Santos? By the way, my congressman, how lucky am I? He said, well, Schiff lied, Swalwell lied, and Santos is not on the Intelligence Committee either, nor will he be. Got to give props to Josh Hawley. He introduced the Pelosi Act to bar lawmakers from trading stocks or profiting while in office. They'll always find a way around that, so it seems. GOP would stick Congress members with veterans' health care plans to call attention to the failing VA. I think that is the genius. It's the only way. Let Congress have, you know, let them get treated the way we treat our veterans. It's unbelievable. What about all the veterans that were thrown out of the service because they refused the vaccine mandate? What about all those guys? Now if they did 6 of 7 years when they signed up but didn't finish the seventh, they want their signing bonus back. It's unbelievable. By the way, apparently the L word, liberal, seems to be shedding its stigma, according to one report in The Hill. But they're not, the liberal isn't liberal anymore. It is full-on radical, climate alarmist, cultism, socialism. It's not liberal. I don't recognize this version of liberalism. I don't think most people do either. And I think most people have a hard time understanding it. By the way, back to the Schiff, Swalwell, Omar, they have now vowed to stick together. What do you mean stick together? You're still not getting on the Intel Committee. McCarthy has promised to keep Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee, where she previously served. Throughout this journey of vengeance, the three of us have chosen to stick together because this isn't about any individual committee assignment, Swalwell said. Well, Swalwell was hanging out with a Chinese spy and wouldn't answer basic questions about what the nature of their relationship was, whether or not there's compromising materials on potentially on Swalwell or what the relationship was. You know what's sad when we see this? There's a big front page New York Post article today. The Bronx is turning. Fed up with New York City crime, shop owners have to hire private guards to fight back because these businesses are being robbed blind and they otherwise won't be able to stay in business. By the way, security is not inexpensive. I've had to hire security in my life. It's not cheap. It's very expensive. By the way, they're worth every penny of it. You know, but with that said, it just isn't cheap. Linda, if we get time for the woke segment of our program today, one North Carolina teacher instructs kindergartners in radical gender theory. I mean, you can't make this up. Yeah, Florida teacher resigns after sheriff reveals her explicit video chats with inmate boyfriend during school day. Texas high school teacher, youth pastor among nearly 50 arrested in a prostitution sting. Great. Have you heard the term? I've never heard of transmasculine before.
I have never heard that.
Critics of transmasculine, people with a cervix language censored by the Washington Health Department report. I honestly and truly, I don't want to say things about people that they don't like or they're uncomfortable with. I'll call you whatever you want. But I can't keep up with all this. Wisconsin school district putting students through a week-long gender identity lessons created by LGBT activists. Non-binary teacher boasting on changing students' genders without parents knowing they need protection. A California teacher, ninth grade history teacher. Wow. Why did they feel so compelled that they think they know better than parents? When did we get to the point where strangers feel that they have a right to contradict your values and indoctrinate kids into their values? How did it get this bad? You know, and then the obsession of bringing, you know, all of these drag queens into, you know, public schools. How about we do reading, writing, math, science, history, computers? You want to do this crap after school and have families opt in, they can opt in all they want. most of us will probably decide to opt out.
Why don't we take a look at what China's teaching their kids? I'd be very curious to learn about that.
Yeah, reading, writing, math, science, history, distorted, of course, and computers.
That's why they're crushing us.
Blinds.com, guess what? You can get that home makeover you've always wanted and deserve. Right now, save up to 40% off site-wide. Now, it's a minor project with a major impact on any or every room in your house. Now, at Blinds.com, you get free professional design consultation, help you make the best selections of trendy woven wood to classic shutters, shades, whatever you want. And Blinds.com, there's a reason they have over 40,000 five-star reviews. Why? They make it simple. They make it easy. There's no guesswork, hassle, or multiple trips to the store, and no store beats their prices. You have 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they have installation and measuring services. Just go to Blinds.com right now. Save up to 40% off site-wide and up to 45% off all Roman shades. Blinds.com. Tell me, friend Sean Hannity sent you. All right, Bill O'Reilly will check in with us. Then we're going to check in. The border's become a disaster. We now got new numbers that the gotaway numbers are much higher than that we had been reported before. The gotaways now are 1.2 million since Biden's been president. That raises the number of illegal immigrants to a whopping over 5+ million illegal immigrants. Never mind the people. You know, we got, last year alone, 100 on the terrorist watch list. God only knows how many people on the terrorist watch list actually are on the gotaway list, which was significant. Anyway, we'll check in with them on that.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.